Welcome to the Tech Talk podcast, where we dive into the fascinating world of technology and innovation. Today, we're exploring an exciting topic, a tool called Curl Impersonate, which can mimic the behavior of popular web browsers like Chrome, Edge, Safari, and Firefox. Now, if you're not familiar with Curl, don't worry. We'll unpack it step by step. So what exactly is Curl Impersonate, and why does it matter? Essentially, this tool allows developers and tech enthusiasts to create a wrapper around the standard curl application, enabling it to perform HTTP requests that mimic the handshakes of real browsers. That's right. When you connect to a website using a browser, it goes through a process called a TLS handshake, and the initial message is called client hello. The catch is that different clients might present themselves in varying ways, and some websites use these differences to deliver different content based on the client. Now let's break this down a bit more. Imagine visiting a website using a regular curl command. From the server's perspective, it might notice that it's interacting with a tool rather than a browser. As a result, the server might restrict access to certain features or provide different content. Curl Impersonate is designed to bypass such restrictions by mimicking the signature of a real browser's handshakes, making the web more open and less restrictive. It's like gaining a VIP pass to the internet. This fork of Curl, which has been actively updated, includes features like support for encrypted client hello introduced in Chrome 119, and even the ability to impersonate with enhanced HTTP 2 fingerprints. And the technical nitty-gritty? They've utilized Boring SSL, a TLS library used by Google's Chrome and Apple's Safari, to ensure that the connection looks just like the one a browser would make. As we continue our discussion, let's ponder a few intriguing questions. How can tools like Curl Impersonate change the way developers interact with web services? And in a world where privacy and data security are paramount, what does it mean to impersonate a browser? Is this ethical? Or does it present new risks? If you're looking to dive in, setting it up requires just a few simple commands. You can run a curl command with the appropriate wrapper script for the browser you wish to emulate. It's all about configurations and getting the right flags in place to ensure that your requests flow seamlessly as if they were coming from your latest browser version. Before we wrap things up, let's reflect on key takeaways from today's episode. First off, Curl Impersonate is a powerful tool for developers who want to ensure they get the complete web experience, free from restrictions based on client type. Secondly, understanding how these connections work can help us appreciate the complexities of web interactions and the importance of maintaining privacy and security online. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the tech tools shaping our online experiences. If you're as captivated by this subject as I am, keep exploring. And remember, the world of tech is always evolving, so stay curious and keep asking questions. Until next time, happy coding.